Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond, right sideline, dangerous pass, Melton with it. Back to Draymond, on top of the logo. Flipped it to Curry. Curry, off the dribble, another three. It's a heat check three, and he is hot. It's 81-74. Curry now with quick 9 points in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds of the third. Gives him 27 on the night, 10 of 17 shooting. Number 30, Stephen Curry steps in and puts on the headset for us. And Steph, you can hear us okay, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on the win tonight. You know, it was a game for a long time that you guys, you know, couldn't shake them. They have so much offensive firepower that can be hard to do. What flipped it late in the third for you guys?
Yeah, like you said, they're an interesting team. They haven't won many games, but they have guys who know how to play, especially on the offensive end. As bad as it looked for whatever 2.5 quarters, we still had, you know, a slim lead or was tied instead of having to chase from behind. And that just gives you confidence that if you go on a, you know, a quick run like that group that finished the third quarter, they went on a double-digit run, and then we picked it up at the beginning of the fourth. So just getting stops. Not turn the ball over, all the stuff we say every single game, but this was a masterpiece down the stretch the last 16 minutes.
What is clicking for you guys now? What do you feel right now that, because it's slowly, surely starting to build that you guys are playing better?
Just an identity of, or consistency of rotations, and a clarity around, like, the style of play. If it's me and Draymond out there, you know, with Jimmy or without Jimmy, and then the Jimmy-led group, especially offensively. Our defense has been really good the whole time. We've had, you know, some spurts, but offensively we found a rhythm, and I think we're, you know, taking care of the basketball, getting good shots up, and you live with the results after that.
You know, I guess looking at a game like tonight, you got a guy like Keon Ellis on you. When you look at the film, what things do you try to pick up that will help you get open shots?
Most of it's off-ball movement, because I know they're keying in on me on pick and rolls. And like you said, he's a you know, tough on-ball defender. But if we run our off-ball actions and I move around, I'm the one setting screens. Usually they're going to make mistakes. I guess the gist of it, you're trying to make them make as many decisions on the defensive end as possible. And most of that comes off the ball.
D'Anthony Melton is starting to look like himself again, coming off that knee surgery. How important is his play to the Warriors?
It's huge. It was the idea of what we had with him for those 6-7 games last year. And, you know, just being patient, or allowing him to be patient on his comeback, because, you know, he's been out for pretty much a year and a half.
Yeah.
And getting his sea legs back and his rhythm. So, like, he's an unbelievable two guard in this league. You hear his name right now, getting the post game interview for a reason, because he's such an influential player. I'm just happy for him that he's out doing what he loves and they're able to hoop every single night.
Now, the most important question: are you going to go in the locker room and implore head coach Steve Kerr to give you guys the morning off? Because I know that somewhere around 10:30 tomorrow, there's a game between the Carolina Panthers and the LA Rams that a certain person might be very interested in.
As they say in basketball, do your work early. I already had that conversation. So I will not be seeing anybody in this gym tomorrow morning.
Well done. Well done. Curry with the assist.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. 27 points, 10 assists tonight for you. Congratulations on a job well done. And we lost Steph. Somebody unplugged him, but that's okay. That's okay. 137-103 the final. Don't look now. The Warriors might be coming together during this homestand. They're 2-0 in this 8-game homestand, and tonight they took care of business. We haven't said that too often this year about the Warriors, that they beat a team they should beat and beat them with ease, and they did that tonight, 137-103 over Sacramento. Warriors are now 3 games above 500, 21-18. More importantly, they're 8-3 in their last 11 games. Sacramento falls to 8-30, and if they're going to get to 10 wins at the halfway mark, they have to win 2 of the next 3. And so, you know, Sacramento's a team that is, you know, searching. They're trying to learn what they need to do. They have a lot of work to do. They have talent. So if they can find the right trading partners, they can mix up their roster a little bit. They have a couple of young pieces. No stars from their rookies, but they have a couple of guys that can be rotation players, I think. And so I think that they have to come up with a plan as to what to do with all their scorers who need the ball. You know, guys that need the ball in order to be really effective. Guys like DeRozan, Zach LaVine, Russell Westbrook, Malik Monk, Dennis Schroeder. Those are all, you know, kind of ball-dominant scorers, if you will. And I think that finding other pieces that may fit better is the task that they have at hand. It's going to be hard, and it's going to be tough for their fan base. But I think they have enough pieces to maybe start moving in the right direction if they make the right moves. Now, for the Warriors tonight, I thought they really did a nice job. They went over a quarter. In fact, it's roughly about 15 minutes without a turnover. And it was 12-29 without a turnover at one point. And they had outscored the Kings in that stretch 44-20. Actually, Alan Brown, our crack statistician, says it was 16 minutes and 57 seconds without a turnover. For this team, that's unbelievable. And for this team, it's also an indicator that you're going to win the game. They had 11 turnovers. They have 27 turnovers in the last three games. That's nine a game, obviously. And if you get to that pace with Steph Curry on your team, you're going to win some games. And so I think that's a really good sign. They had a couple of turnovers in the first half where you could just tell they're trying to force the issue, trying to get the ball in there really quick. But they settled that down, got under control. And as I mentioned, almost 17 minutes without a turnover. Just an incredible number for Golden State. Second half, they outscored the Kings 74-49. Only the 14 of 14 from the free throw line. We hoping they would get there more, but they made every chance they had. Brandon Pajemski was 6 of 6 on the line. He was a plus 28 in 22 minutes off the bench with 14 points and 4 rebounds. Our postgame guest, 27 points, 10 assists for Steph Curry, 15 for Jimmy Butler was 6 and 6, and 11 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds for Draymond Green. Quinton Post hit a couple of late threes to move his total to 11. And then 12 off the bench for GP2. He had 8 rebounds. So Gary Payton II and Guy Santos providing, again, hustle plays, guys who move well without the ball. They get in the right spot. And the GP2 really putting together himself a real nice little niche type of role with Golden State. And he fits perfectly here with Steph Curry. He really does. Guy Santos in 18 minutes was a plus 7. He had 4 points, 2 rebounds. But, again, the fact that he gives up his body, gets to the floor. And De'Anthony Melton playing really well right now. 19 points, 6 of 10 shooting. He had only 1 assist, but they really didn't need that. You get the good on-ball defense with him. And a really remarkable journey for him the last couple of years. And it's great to see him out there and having fun and contributing to wins. But, again, good team effort for Golden State. They went 137-103. DeMar DeRozan, 24 points. So in 4 of the last 5 games against Golden State, he has scored 24 or more. 15 for Zach LaVine. He had 7 of 15 shooting. He was only 1 of 7 beyond the arc. Didn't take a free throw. And then it was 13 points for Russell Westbrook. He was a minus 21. LaVine a minus 29. DeRozan a minus 22. And off the bench, only player in double figures was Dennis Schroeder, 5 of 9 from the field. 3 boards, 3 assists. He had 15 points. One of their rookies that I think is going to be a nice role player for them is Maxime Reyneau. I don't know if he's a starting center. And, again, they're missing Sabonis and Keegan Murray, so you got to keep that in mind. But 8 points and 7 rebounds for Reyneau. Good-looking rookie. For Sacramento. So a nice win for Golden State. They take on the Hawks on Sunday and hopefully continue this on this 8-game homestand, which ties historically for the longest homestand in Golden State Warriors history. They've done it 3 times previous.